Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show right now. Caller 97-800-400-3697 gets a family four-pack of passes to California's Great America and is in the running for the grand prize, 4 gold season passes. So you can go to California's Great America anytime you want, all season long. Call now, 800-400-3697. We're doing this at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5.
Who's that bitch?
Oh, I don't know. It's weird. Do you mean the one laughing at you screaming on the roller coaster?
Yeah, I do. Who's that snickering back there in the background?
That's Gretchen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gretchen.
Our phone number is 800-400-3697. You can also text us there. 719 says, man, you guys complain about listeners being sensitive. Vinny is still hanging on and has to change the whole way he says our text number is because one person misheard him. Here's the thing. When someone has a valid complaint, I actually want to do better by them.
Yeah,
I'm
totally.
That's fine. I'll do a better job saying, making sure you understand how you can text us.
Yeah. Maybe there are dummies out there who don't understand about texting.
Right.
You know, we're just trying to help the dummies.
Durr.
George.
You know, someone complained on the Looking Glass that my head is too shiny.
Oh, is that why you're wearing a hat all the time? I've been noticed you always
have
a hat.
You know what? Look, here's the deal. Is that person just being rude? Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Is the show unwatchable if my Chrome Dome is showing? I don't think so. But listen, I don't want to chase people away. We're here to attract listeners, not chase them away. So
right.
Fine. There's my cap.
Yeah.
Done. I mean, I could write a text or an email to, you know, the powers that be and say, listen, we could do a better job lighting my Chrome Dome so it wouldn't seem so shiny.
We could get a makeup artist in here to put like a matte finish over the top.
Some other, or I can just put on a cap and silence all the... They're done.
Yeah. Find over something else to bitch about. And don't worry, they will.
They will. Today in particular, there's a lot
people
of bitching
are
going on.
You know why? Because the goddamn rain is never going to stop. I'm bitching about things too. God. It feels good to complain.
408 says, Sarah, don't blame Vinny for this atmospheric river. You're the one who put out your furniture.
Yeah.
I put it back in.
Whatever, it's your fault.
You're right. No, it was me. I ruined everything. Shut up.
You guys okay?
Yeah, we're fine.
All right. 510 says, what's a good age to start teaching your kid to skateboard? That depends on the kid.
Yeah.
Like, I was really pushing, not pushing, but me and my daughter skateboarded a lot sort of together. But she wasn't doing it by herself.
Right, she was riding with you. But right. She was getting the feel of the balance.
Right, exactly right. So she's 5, and this summer I hope to take her on her own skateboard. Mm. But she has yet to really master.
But she rides a bike already.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, which is, I'm sorry, but under 5 is young.
She picked
to ride
that up
a bike.
Over a year
but
ago.
She had one of those little balance bikes. And those things are, they are absolutely great. Because the kid learns how to just coast on that. So they get the balance thing down and the pedaling just, they never even wind up with training wheels.
It was great.
It's great. Get your kid one of those.
So 5, I guess, unless they, you know, get what I do. And I've done this, I did this for your kids. I did this for our boss's kid. I just give them a skateboard. Mm. And then whether they decide that they need to learn how to ride this by on their own or right. They put it in the corner and never touch it again, that's up to them.
Yeah. Also recommended a helmet, knee pads, elbow pads, wrist stabilizers.
Wrist stabilizers.
You know what I'm talking about, Mr. Wrist Injury that turned into a shoulder injury.
Vinny, the Lego app was an April Fool's joke. All of those were.
They all were.
That's the whole list I was reading was those.
Funny. Come on, Angel.
Oh, my God. What was the name of that girl you just played? The one that you said has Tourette's. I missed the name of her, but absolutely love it.
Yeah, Billie Eilish. E-I-L-I-S-H. That record is really cool and interesting, and I can't remember the last time I've listened to a brand new album all the way through more than once. It's good.
The Alice News Network did a story in the 8:30 newscast about the story in the Merck about our recycling.
Yes.
And how horribly broken the system is. Heartbreaking.
Heartbreakingly broken.
And 408 writes, we have to eliminate single-use plastics because of this recycling issue. Reusable water balls.
Bottles.
Oh, water bottles, paper straws, etc. Yeah, I've done that completely.
Yep.
I'm using my own coffee mug and my own water bottle now permanently.
I am with you. And I actually feel like, you know, if we really wanted to get serious about this, we'd also, supermarkets would work differently. Like this whole, like, styrofoam tray and wrapped in plastic.
We got to do better.
We really do. I almost feel like people should just be issued, you know, little glass containers and stuff.
Is that a vapor walking by? Some guy with a vape?
I was looking at that.
A giant cloud of smoke went by, and I'm like, some guy with a vape.
No, oh. they're cutting concrete.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, we really do have to do better. And you got to, apparently, based on the story in the Merc today, we have to clean our recyclables better.
Yeah.
You can't just consider that recycled. Well, it's still got gunk on it. They won't take it. It'll just go to trash.
The problem is, too, that everybody can do that and 10% of the people don't clean. We could all be doing it. And if only a few things are dirty, it spoils the whole bunch, girl.
Tinder should make a D-size verification badge. That's lied about way more than height. How do you just send the picture? What else is, then you know, you're looking right at it.
You put like, you know, some smaller item in the picture so that it looks enormous next to it. Everybody knows that trick.
That's not.
Everyone knows that trick. It's true.
Nobody does
that. Everyone knows. You know, you put something, you put like, like a little mini phone next to it or whatever.
God. Like Weeble Wobbles next to it so that it looks like it's bigger than the humans in the area.
Yep.
Nobody does that.
No, people do that. You have to. You know, it's the way. It's how you get people to bite. You know, on the fishing line you've thrown out.
What? On the Tinder.
On the Tinder. Or the whatever. You know, if they think you got a little one, I'm not going to be into it. Ooh.
All right. You been on Tinder?
No. Totally talking out my ass.
Okay. I was only on it the one time.
For a friend.
I was
found some good people.
I was flicking through there. Pretty fun.
Find some guys you were into.
But I didn't see any D pics, and I didn't see anything, really.
Yeah. You probably have to request those.
You do?
Probably. Right.
You don't want that in the picture right next to the face shot?
Oh, like
side by side?
Right. Here's everything
my
I got going on.
Here's my face.
Yeah.
You want some of this?
Sure. Let's take a look at that. Oh, it's pretty good.
I just fixed Tinder, Yuzi.
Hey, I was just reading something, and maybe I forgot this.
That was
this.
Dismissive.
Sorry. Billie Eilish.
Eilish.
I'm seeing. Someone is saying that she's Dave Grohl's daughter?
No.
That's
Dave Grohl's a fan, though.
His daughter is a little younger than her, but she's brought her out on stage and made her sing. I don't think it's her.
It doesn't look like it.
I was in Korea last year, says 408, and was shocked at how intense and detailed the recycling program is. You have to separate and clean everything. The three bins we might have, no way. It's more like 7 or 8. Get it together, California. Wow.
I don't have room for 7 or 8 bins.
Yeah, you do. You've got the biggest backyard of anybody in the world.
You think I want to put garbage cans all over it? Well,
yes,
I'm not going to do it.
Yes, you do. You're doing it. You don't get to put a Game of Thrones thrown back there.
Oh,
and not
yes,
have eight
I do.
Bins.
I'll put my bins behind that.
Okay, fine. But you're taking 8 bins.
Yeah.
Pain in the ass. But you got to do what you got to do, people. Come on, let's reduce, reuse, recycle.
Right.
The thing I was reading this morning, Vinny, is they're actually saying that if you buy a cotton tote, you have to use it like 1,000. Did you see this morning? They were saying how, you know, everyone's bitching and moaning about the single-use plastic bags. They're like, that's not the problem. You have to use a cotton bag 1,000 times before it offsets the
carbon footprint,
that it took to make it. Yeah. I know. And they were showing all these different kinds of bags.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people who talk about trying to make organic clothing.
Yeah.
And that becomes another problem. The cost of it, so that it's not as destructive, becomes who can afford a shirt?
Right. That costs $150 because the cotton's organic. It's tough.
Especially if your bottom falls out of your burrito guy.
Not in my $150 cotton t-shirt.
Come on! Shoot!
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do. I've met you. Even your girlfriend was making jokes on Instagram about how your shirts look after dinner.
I'm a messy eater. I am.
Well, you're fast, you know?
I'm trying
you
to get
slow
it
down. Just like consider the trajectory of the food as you bring it to your mouth. And don't squeeze your burrito so hard, I guess, is another one.
Right.
Oh, boy. Hey, morning crew. Isn't there something called noodling where you can catch a catfish by having them latch onto your finger or arm like it's a worm?
Oh, and then you just yank
maybe
them out?
Maybe that's how he caught it.
Don't they have teeth? Does that hurt?
I don't know. The Iowa guy was probably noodling for catfish. You stick your hand under a log and get it to bite, and then it grabs it.
Mm.
I just inhaled part of my hard-boiled egg when Vinny said that the Johns got salamander-catching licenses.
Salamander, sturgeons, you know.
Sturgeon are very hard to catch. My husband... Oh, this one's not going to make sense.
They're humongous, too. Huge. I think they just want to have the fight, you know? They just want to reel the thing in, tag it, let it go.
Oh, my God. Look at the size of this guy.
Is it a sturgeon?
It's a sturgeon.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. That thing is a monster. That has got to be 25 feet long. How big? That is ridiculous.
It's like a shark.
It would just pull you into the water.
415 says, I think it's really Essie that you guys called that guy a hillbilly. You know.
Well, we're Essie people.
He's walking down the sidewalk with a 50-pound catfish hanging off
his hand.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But that's what it looked like to me.
What state was it in?
Iowa.
They don't have any hills there. We were wrong. Sorry. Our bad. What a field billy. Thank you, Nicholas. Nick's left.
Cornfield billy?
I don't know. You're right. A cornfield billy.
Sturgeon can easily get as old as 300 years.
Oh. That must be how they get so big.
No.
They do live a long time. You know, they don't do much.
300 years.
Sure, they just lay there.
My see. Butt.
Oh, is this a guy who noodled a catfish and it went all the way up his arm?
There's
holy
noodling.
Cow. When I was a kid, we lived on this lake, and you'd move your rowboat, and there'd be just like 100 little tiny baby catfish. You know, because you'd have in the shallows pulled up the thing. And they'd hide there, like under the shade.
You'd move your rowboat.
Yeah, I had a rowboat. What? What's so funny about that? A little rowboat.
Most of us don't have rowboats.
Brian, you ever move your rowboat?
Well, we grew up on a lake. We had all kinds of boats
rowboat.
And crap.
Yuzi, you ever move
looked
your
like
rowboat?
No, let us use the
I
motor
never
boat that I have.
I moved my rowboat.
So I moved
once.
My rowboat over to the side. And, you know, when the shade was removed, there's all the catfish. So we would take bowls. You know, you'd fill them with water. Uh-huh. So you'd hold them underwater. And you'd get them like that. You'd quickly move them over and trap a few of the things. Then you'd scoop your hand under and you'd flip the bowl over. And there they are in the bowl.
SS what?
Oh, it had a few different names.
Uh-huh.
Because we would just... Oh, it was called the Coffee Bean for a while. I painted it brown and wrote Coffee Bean on the back of it.
Your rowboat.
It's just a little rowboat. Like a little...
two people?
Yeah, two people. Just, you know, I don't know if it was 8 feet long. It was really small.
Right.
You row.
No, I get the theory behind it.
Do your rowing.
I understand. I just the way you said that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was more of a pond than a lake. It was like a mile across. A little.
No, it sounds fantastic.
It was fun. It was a great place to grow up. Got fish out there. Got the sunfish.
Vinny's tab is like Norm Peterson's beer tab at Cheers. It's true. You just keep finding ways to add money to my tab.
Oh, your tab, yeah. It's never going away. Ever.
415 says, Merv was also a closeted gay man.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You knew that.
You didn't know that?
Of course you did.
Well, maybe at one point I knew it. I didn't know it just now. Didn't even cross my mind.
Why are we so hypersensitive? So what if you got kissed on the head? Vinny routinely kisses strangers on the hand.
That's true. Yeah, you know, the problem is that
we
the guy's
also...
going to run for president. And he's, you know, already he's the, like you say, he's the bad joke foot in the mouth guy. And he's just, you just don't do that. I mean, I have always thought, oh, stop doing that.
Well, you know, and this is my own thought. Feel free to savage me on text machine if you need to, but it's weird. Like, Should that go uncalled? No, of course not. She can call him out. Absolutely, she has every right. But if every one of the Democrats is going to call out all of the, they're going to savage themselves. And mm-hmm. someone wrote, well, what about Trump with the grab him by the,
yeah,
right.
What
but
about
no
him?
One went after him the way that the Democrats are going to hold themselves to a higher standard, savage each other, and there'll be no one left at the end.
I know. That is actually the thing about it. Like that, like, who cares what Joe Biden did? Look who's sitting in the throne right now. Gross.
But there's, that lady has every right to call him out.
Sure, absolutely.
And has, and I'm telling you, he's torched.
And frankly, no one even needed to call him out. All the Republicans would have had to do is look back through the old photos of, you know, Creepy Joe.
There are a lot of them, too.
It's those unreal. They've
been posted everywhere. And here are the texts. Does it hit you as crazy that Joe Biden is being dragged for rubbing noses with someone and daring to run for president when our current president bragged about grabbing? Yeah.
Yeah. It's wrong. Our current president has paid off porn stars and Playboy playmates and grabs women by the row and is just a generally wholly inappropriate as president human being. But there he is. But I think it's interesting what you just said. Like, we're holding our candidates to a higher standard.
Well, that,
and I think that's the way to do it.
See if that means a win or a loss.
Well, if it means more Trump, I say let's get a crappy candidate and put him up there. Let's get our own clown up there. Oh, shut up, Mom.
Oh,
I already hear
boy,
you.
Boy, I didn't stop early. I meant to stop forward. Early. We're out of here.
All right.
Have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, Vinny has let us all down, and the atmospheric river is coming back. Thanks a lot, Vinny. Thanks, Vinny.
It was you with your put. I got to put my my lawn chairs
away.
Out.
No, the chairs are always there. It's the cushions.
The
and
cushions.
I took them out, and then I put them away.
Yeah, well, there it was.
Oh, my God.
You might as well have called
Don't
Mother
try.
Nature
no,
and said,
you
can
said
you do
no
me a favor?
That. 3 weeks ago, you said the rain was over.
Please, screw my neighborhood. Royally. as if it's not wet enough down there.
Down there.
Right.
That's what I hear.
Anyway, I got to go home.
Oh, me too.
I hope you guys have a wonderful afternoon.
I hope you do too.
I'll get in touch and update you on the situation.
There's a situation, and I'll be interested to hear what you are willing to say about it tomorrow.
I think everything's going to be fine.
So, knock on wood, knock thy harbor. all right, have a great day, everyone. Take it easy out there. Enjoy the freaking weather, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.